This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Phoenix, Arizona man calls 911, tells police he just shot his mother, then tries to take it back. He claims she's actually fine and in her home pottery studio. Police respond and find 74-year-old Susan Morse lying on the floor, gunshot wound to the head. She's rushed to Banner University Medical Center. She dies shortly after. Aaron Morse, the son, 51, admits he shot his mother after an argument.
Nancy Morse spoke with dispatchers while sitting outside waiting for police, then asked if he could call the whole thing off. After Susan Morse is found dead, the gun her son used is found unloaded in a Tupperware container. Morse refuses to give any information about the argument that led to his mother's death. Officers said they smelled alcohol on Morse when they arrived at the home, in addition to finding blood on his shoes and hands. His history of alcohol-related arrests was revealed at his first court hearing.
Aaron Morse booked on charges of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. A DoorDash driver's car breaks down mid-delivery, Deptford Township, New Jersey. Officer Mike McInerney Jr. stops to help, then leaps into action to help the customer who ordered Chick-fil-A. He grabs the food and hand-delivers it to make sure it's still hot when it reaches its destination. Deptford Township police share the story on Facebook, writing, "Nobody wants a cold Chick-fil-A." I wonder if the cop got a tip. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The gunman behind the 2022 4th of July parade massacre in Highland Park, Illinois, has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. 24-year-old Robert E. Cremo III pleaded guilty to killing seven people and injuring dozens more. Lake County Judge Victoria Rossetti has now imposed seven consecutive life terms. Cremo had delayed proceedings for years, reversing plea deals, changing lawyers, and briefly representing himself. He admitted to firing 83 rounds from a rooftop in just 40 seconds. Among the victims, an 88-year-old grandfather, a young married couple, and 8-year-old Cooper Roberts, who was paralyzed. Victims' families described enduring trauma. Some called Cremo a monster. Others chose forgiveness. Prosecutors said he was cold and calculated, laughing during his confession. Cremo gave no final statement. His father, Robert Cremo Jr., served time for helping his son secure a gun license. A 19-year-old has been charged with arson in connection with a massive wildfire still burning in New Jersey's Pine Barrens. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the latest from Ocean County.
According to the county prosecutor's office, 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Ocean Township is facing aggravated arson charges in connection with the wildfire that continues to spread throughout parts of Ocean County. The Jones Road wildfire, ignited in Weirton, New Jersey, has rapidly consumed more than 15,000 acres across Lacey and Ocean Townships. Authorities say it's the second largest fire in the state in 20 years. Acting Governor Tahisha Way declared a state of emergency. Officials say the fire is 50% contained but still active. The flames have destroyed a commercial building and several vehicles. Around 5,000 residents were forced to evacuate but have since returned home. Smoke from the fire has drifted more than 50 miles north, triggering air quality alerts in New York City, Long Island, and parts of the Hudson Valley. Health officials recommend people, especially those with respiratory conditions, limit time outdoors. Firefighters continue to work through dry, windy conditions. Forecasted rain may bring some relief to the area.
Officials are urging caution as crews work to fully contain the blaze.
Thanks, John. A toddler vanishes from a ranch in Idaho. Decades later, a caller hints he may be living with a wealthy family in Mexico. Reuben Felix, age 2, disappears in his stepfather's care at Tanupa Ranch, Shoshone. Family members say the tot's last seen drinking his bottle in the yard during a cookout. Dogs follow his scent through a potato field, across a railroad, and to the Little Wood River. Years later, his mom gets a call from someone claiming Reuben was sold to a wealthy family in Guadalajara. Mom says he may be alive and unaware he's actually missing, possibly with relatives in Mexico. Reuben would be 30. Blonde hair, blue eyes, scar on his right wrist. If you know or think you know anything about Reuben Felix, call Lincoln County Sheriff's 208-886-2259. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.